the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is a lot of worry in Florida as Hurricane Helene moves closer to landfall. Already heavy rains are falling in Apalachicola. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The storm, it's coming. We're already seeing some effects in the southern part of the state. We're going to continue to see conditions deteriorate.
The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan.
Substantial rain bands occurring across portions of Florida. There's tornado warnings in effect in some places in east coast of Florida, Florida Panhandle, and also substantial rainfall already occurring across Georgia, South Carolina, central and western North Carolina, portions of eastern Tennessee.
Correspondent Dave Malkoff is in Atlanta.
It's so big, it's so powerful, and moving so fast, it could actually remain a hurricane even after it passes through southern Georgia. There are alerts for hurricane winds, flash floods, and tornadoes posted throughout its path.
The U.S. wants Israel to publicly agree to a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says an earlier announcement about a temporary 21-day ceasefire was coordinated with Israel, even though Israel later seemed to go back on that.
Our joint statement was a clear call. It was a call for a temporary ceasefire to open up space for diplomacy to achieve a deal that allows civilians on both sides of the border to return to their homes safely and securely.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later said his country will continue to strike Hezbollah with full force. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned tomorrow on charges he took bribes and illegal campaign funds from foreign sources. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Public office is a privilege. We allege that Mayor Adams abused that privilege and broke the law. Laws that are designed to ensure that officials like him serve the people, not the highest bidder, not a foreign bidder, and certainly not a foreign power.
A settlement's been reached between an electronic voting machine manufacturer and the conservative news outlet Newsmax. Wendy Gillette has that.
The case stems from late 2020 when the voting machine manufacturer Smartmatic says program hosts made false and defamatory accusations about vote manipulation. The company also sued Fox News and settled with the One America News Network.
Boar's Head processing plants nationwide are now part of an ongoing law enforcement investigation. That's after the deadly listeria outbreak blamed on some of the company's now recalled deli meats. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 260 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
A European zoo is returning great pandas to China 8 years early. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
They love the new pandas at the San Diego Zoo.
Just so adorable. You just want to snuggle up with them.
But a zoo in Finland is going to return two giant pandas to China later this year because they're too expensive to maintain. The loan agreement runs through 2033. The private zoo has had money troubles and a decline in visitors due to the COVID pandemic. It spent more than $1 million for a special facility for the pandas. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
South Korea is compensating dog farmers to help them relocate a 500,000 dogs bred for consumption. The dog meat ban goes into effect in 2027. South Koreans had consumed up to 1 million dogs a year. That had sharply declined in recent years as they embraced pet ownership. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow with a wind off the lake. We'll look for highs in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds and a slight shower chance this weekend. Again, a breeze off the lake keeps highs in the low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
WRJN. Hey, good evening. Just after 7, I'm Chris Morrow. Well, just over 12 hours from now, we've got Paul Harvey back on the air. Don Rosen does the rest of the story with the archived shows from Paul Harvey at 7:25 weekday morning. Cindy Huber does another one at 12:05. Remember, of course, Paul Harvey was always on with his news at noon here on WRJN. So we brought back the rest of the story. Listen for it twice each day on Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, Paul Harvey, and more. It's WRJN. Elvis now with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if a friend I know
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Your home for local news, now timeless hits, and your chance to win the green, the gold, or the green and the gold. One more day in our Text to Win contest starts tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with Don Rosen. Listen for the keyword. You text it back to us via the Civic Media app. You could win green, cash, gold, jewelry, or tickets to see the green and gold play in Green Bay with an inside suite.
Share
precious moments. Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
Tell the truth, baby. How sweet it is to be loved.
knew James Taylor was a big R&B fan, but have you ever heard Marvin Gaye do the version of that song? Yeah, it's been around for many, many years. Great version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You from Marvin here on Racine's Home for local news and timeless hits. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Thursday night, looking forward to a pretty nice weather weekend here as we get into the first full weekend of autumn. We'll see temperatures tonight get into the low 50s. Tomorrow, mid-70s. On Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s. Slight chance of some rain on the weekend, but if it is, it'll be passing. We should see plenty of sun and a great weekend to get out, enjoy, maybe get the yard taken care of before, well, the inevitable happens. Either way, we'll be the perfect soundtrack for your weekend. We've got all the timeless hits. Right now, it is 62 at Radio Park.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh,
Isley Brothers, their version of Twist and Shout on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Chris Morrow. Thanks for being here as we cruise on through a beautiful fall evening with the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. High school football back on the air tomorrow night. Dick Graceffa has a pregame. It's Park, and they're playing at Pritchard Park tomorrow night. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. High school football back on the air from your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Baby, try to find. A little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What do you mean?
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for Wisconsin Badger football this season. We've got football on Saturday. The networks have decided to make Wisconsin-USC game a prime time event. Saturday at 2:30 is kickoff. Pre-game at 12:30 here on WRJN. Football Saturday.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. Everything turned. There is a season turned. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend coming up here. Yeah, tomorrow, finally Friday, going to be a kind of a hazy day, but temperatures in the mid-70s tomorrow. Slight chance of weekend rain, very slight chance Saturday and Sunday, but we expect highs in the mid to upper 70s both days. And mostly sunny skies for the weekend. Cooling off, a beautiful fall evening. It is 62 now at Radio Park.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We we laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Helene intensifies over the warm Gulf water, becoming a Category 4 storm before making landfall tonight near Florida's Big Bend region. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Tampa.
Already we can tell you that officials, due to high winds and storm surge, have had to shut down several major roadways and the bridges that connect much of this area to the mainland. That means that anyone who did not evacuate from mandatory evacuation zones along the coast will likely their